200. ஓம ஜானதிமிரந்தஸ்யஞானஞ்சன ஜனசலாகய சக்ஷுருன்மீலிதம் யேன தஸ்மை ஸ்ரீ குருவே நமஹ. குருவே கௌரசந்திராய ராதிகாய ததாலயை கிருஷ்ணாய கிருஷ்ணபக்தாய தத்பக்தாய நமோ நமஹ. வந்தேஹம் ஸ்ரீகுருவரம் ஸ்ரீரூபானுகப்ரவரம் வ்ரஜராசிரசிகம் ச நாராயணம் தம் ப்ரபந்தம் ஸ்ரீகுருச்சரணம் வந்தே ரமணபிஷ்டாய பூதலே ரூபானுகபக்திதம் ச கிருபாமூர்த்தி நாராயணம். ஜய் ஸ்ரீ கிருஷ்ண சைதன்ய பிரபு நித்யானந்த ஸ்ரீ அத்வைத கதாதர்ஷவாசாதி ஸ்ரீ கௌர் பக்தவிருந்த. ஹரே கிருஷ்ண ஹரே கிருஷ்ண 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 ஹரே ஹரே, ஹரே ராம் ஹரே ராம் 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 ஹரே ஹரே. ஸோ ஃபர்ஸ்ட் ஆஃப் ஆல் ஐ ஆஃபர் மை தண்டோத் ப்ரணாம்ஸ் அட் த லோட் ஸ்பீட் ஆஃப் ஆர் ஸ்பிரிச்சுவல் மாஸ்டர்ஸ் நித்லாய் ஸ்ரீமான் பக்திவேதான் ஸ்ரீ நாராயண் கோசாய் மாரா ஸ்ரீ குருதேவ் அண்ட் நித்லாய் ஸ்ரீமான் பக்திவேதான் ஸ்ரீ பாம் கோசாய் மாரா ஸ்ரீ குருதேவ் to entire Rupanu Gauriya Guru Vargam, to all the Vaishnavas, Vaishnavis, to our Gajans, and to especially Sri Jagannath Dev, whose Snan Yatra we observed yesterday, and also the beloved associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Yesterday was the disappearance day of Sri Mukundadat Thakur, Sri Kalavecha Sridhar. Today is the disappearance day of Sri Shyamananda Prabhu. So we yesterday we've seen this Jagannath Dev Snan Yatra. We've heard over the years also about the glories of this Snan Yatra. We've heard that one pastime from the Vaishnavas, that how Mother Yashoda would always bathe Krishna, and she would dress him very nicely. But then the gopis, they would also be there in the morning, because sometimes they'd help Mother Yashoda cook in the morning, like these sweets and all these things. So sometimes the gopis, what would they do? They would take the suit from the these walks, no? The suit, black suit, which is on the bottom of all these walks, these cooking pots, and they would take that black suit and they would smear it all over Krishna. No, they would smear it all over him. And then Krishna, they would tell Mother Yashoda, just see, he's not actually bathed properly. And Mother Yashoda is saying, just now I bathed him, and how is it that he's not had a, how is that he's become so dirty again? So then the gopis, again they bathe Krishna again, not just with water, no, with their bhavs, with their love. No, like we've heard, how Srimati Radhika herself, she herself has a bath 3 times a day. And this Karunamrita Snan means this snan of compassion. Tarunamrita in her youthfulness, and Lavanamrita in her sweetness, loveliness. So in this way, in the nectar of her beauty, youthfulness and sweetness, she has a bath. She is bathed by her sakis this way. So this is not necessarily that they, of course they do bathe Sri Radha and Krishna, but more by their moods of love and affection, not just by water. So this way, we also heard that Snan Yatra is actually the appearance day of Sri Jagannath. It is said, the Snan Yatra. No, normally we say that Janmashtami is the appearance day of Krishna and also Jagannath, but we see that Snan Yatra is also the appearance day of Sri Jagannath. Now we know the history of how Jagannath came as Daru Brahma on the shore of the ocean, and how Indradyumna Maharaj, as he installed the deities, he observed the Snan Yatra there. But this history that Srila Gurudev spoke of, and even the one which Srila Gauragovinda Maharaj spoke, no, where Gurudev, when he heard from the disciples of Gauragovinda Maharaj that he had also spoken this history, Gurudev became so happy. He said, Gauragovinda Maharaj is in my line, or rather, I am in his line, he said. Oh, he was so happy when he heard this Leela. And even when the devotees performed a drama of this pastime, Gurudev was weeping so much at the end of this. You know, that's that pastime where Srimati Radhika, she's lying on the bed of roses, these petals. And then Srimati Radhika, at any moment, she may leave her life. She's saying, if I leave my life, then the air in my body should mix with the air of Nanda Bhavan. Because then when Krishna breathes this air, I can enter inside him. And then also, if I leave this body, then hang my body from the branch of a tamal tree. Because at least then I can embrace Krishna. Because she always considered the tamal tree to be like Krishna himself. And then she said that in this way, all the elements of my body, they should mix with their original elements. Why? Because then I can touch Krishna. The air in my body should enter the element of air, then I can. Then the water should mix with the water, then Krishna will be bathed by this water. And then the fire also. If this way, everything should be mixed. So as Krishna, who was in Dwaraka then, when he got this message from the Brajavasis, and as he came there to see Srimati Radhika, when he saw her in such a state, first it is said Subhadra herself, she had come first. Because Subhadra, she had told Vasudeva and Devaki that I will convince Krishna to return. Because Vasudeva and Devaki were very scared that Krishna might not return. So she said, don't worry, I will convince him to return. And I will speak to Nanda and Yashoda. And so I will go first. And then when she came first, she melted. And then Baladev Prabhu, and then Krishna. This way, these forms, it is said, were actually manifest on that tithi. You consider some tithi calculation. So this way, Narad Rishi, as we know, then he prayed that these forms be ever manifest. So therefore, in this way, this Snanyatra is considered to be like the appearance day of Sri Jagannath himself. And we see that when the this Bhog Mandap, this place where Jagannath is bathed, where the Abhishek is performed, there are many nice histories regarding this bathing ceremony. It is said that Jagannath, he is covered by this cloth on top. It is called Chandratap. So this cloth on top, hanging above Chandratap, it has many holes. Why? Because the Pandas say, this way even the demigods are performing Abhishek of Jagannath. So therefore when they offer water from top, it will seep in through the holes and will bathe Jagannath. So it has many holes there. And secondly, they say that Jagannath never wears the same cloth twice. Every day he's given new cloth. But on this Snanyatra day, it is said sometimes he's wearing the same cloth that he wore on this Pandav Nirjala Ekadashi, it is said. Because according to the custom of the Jagannath temple, that is the day he's married to Rukmini also. So this way, he's wearing that same cloth on this tithi also. And normally every day, the Pandavas, they do Darpan Snan. Darpan Snan means they take a mirror and they show Jagannath his face, his entire form. It's a 3-foot mirror. And then they put water on the mirror. Water mixed with camphor, amla, chandan, haldi. This is the snan that they do for Jagannath. And sometimes they even show the twig, the tongue scraper and all these things in the mirror that we're brushing your teeth now. But on this day, they do full body Abhishek for Jagannath. And it is said that every 108 pots are offered. The pots are taken from a well called Sona Koop, the golden well. All these pots of water are taken from there. And then Jagannath, he's bathed there. It is said the Pandas don't bathe Jagannath with Ganga water. Gurudev said this. Because they say that the Ganga is like the Charnamrit. So therefore, you should not bathe the head of Jagannath with it. But Gurudev said that was Krishna's Charnamrit. But still, for some reason, they don't use Ganga water there, it is said. So then anyhow, they bathe from this Sona Koop, 108 pots of water. So then it is said that every Panda, according to his adhikar, he offers certain pots of water. Because if you see, like in the video, you can see so many Pandas standing in line offering water. First the king comes, this Gajapati. He offers 8 pots. And then they all offer little pots together. This way Jagannath is bathed with all these pots of water. And then it is said that, of course, we know the history. The Vaishnavas have explained why he's dressed as Ganesh in the end. No, because he's so eager to go to Vrindavan on that day. No, he's so eager. So therefore he's dressed in that way, saying immediately he wants to go. Because you see, Krishna, he has the gait of an elephant. No, he walks like an elephant because he's so maddened in Prem. He cannot maintain himself also, so he's walking like an elephant. But it is said, there's another history behind that also. They say there was a Brahmin from South India. His name was Ganapati Bhatta. So when Ganapati Bhatta came from South India to have darshan of Jagannath, it is said that he wanted to see his own Prabhu Ganesh in Jagannath. So then when he didn't see Ganesh in Jagannath, he became very sad. Because he said, Ganesh is just a servant of Jagannath, but why am I not seeing him within my Jagannath? And then he wanted to give up his life. And then, as he was about to give up his life, because Jagannath only gives darshan that day, and then for 2 more weeks, no more darshan. So surely he must give up his life. But then Jagannath himself inspired the king, saying, call that Brahmin here. And he gave darshan in the form of this elephant there, elephant face, Gajamukha. So then he was very happy. And then he said, every time during Snan Yatra, you should show this form to the devotees. And therefore, even to this day, there is some fund created by this Brahmin, where even to this day, money is collected by the followers of this Ganapati Bhatta for this Snan Yatra ceremony. But of course, this is only an external reason. The internal reason we know, that he only wants to be with the Vrajadevis. And we see another speciality is, Jagannath is bathed on, his bathing ceremony takes place on Purnima. But when was Krishna bathed in Kurukshetra? No, it is said that when Krishna met the gopis, he also became sick. And then the gopis looked after Krishna. So this pastime, it took place on Amavasya actually. On the Pratipada that meets with Amavasya. Well, this pastime of Jagannath being bathed took place in Purnima. So there's some speciality between these two tithis. But ultimately the bhav is what? That for 2 weeks, he becomes sick, and then all the Daitapatis, who are like the Brajadevis themselves, they're serving Jagannath with so much love and affection. Because Lakshmi, she cooks according to what she likes. But Jagannath wants to eat what the Vrajavasis feed him, what the Vrajadevis feed him. So therefore, for 2 weeks, they look after Jagannath and they serve him in so many wonderful ways. So also yesterday was the tithi, the disappearance day of Sri Mukunda Dutt Prabhu. No, we see in this Sahasranam, so many names are related to him also. Mukunda Ita Pranadayaka, Mukunda Praneshwara, Mukunda Pranaya Data, so many names. So we see Mukunda Prabhu, he said that Mukunda Dutt and Vasudev Dutt were the two singers in Braj called Madhukanta and Madhuvrata. Madhukanta was Mukunda Dutt. He has such a sweet voice. So when he would sing, Mahaprabhu would become so happy. Also Mahaprabhu, he chastised him once. He called him a Kadujatiya, saying that when he's with the Smata Brahmins, he's like them. And when he's with the Mayavadis, he's like them. And when he's with me, he's like a devotee. What is the meaning of Kadujatiya? Kadujatiya, Kadu means a straw. So when he's with me, he has a straw in his teeth. But Jatiya means he also takes a stick to beat me. When he's in the association of the Mayavadis, it means he wants to beat me. So I don't want to see him. Not in a million births. And then Mukunda became so happy. Said, after a million births at least, I'll see him. And then Mahaprabhu said, I'm very happy with him. And he blessed him. And it is said that even after, there's a story that once Narad Rishi, he went to a Brahmin. And then Narayan told Narad Rishi to test this Brahmin. And then Narad Rishi told this Brahmin, you will go to Vaikuntha after a few lifetimes. And the Brahmin became so angry. Say, how can he do this to me? I've served him so many years and now he's giving me this punishment. But same time, Narad Rishi went to another devotee who was very simple-hearted. He asked him, when will I go? Narad Rishi asked him, you will go to Vaikuntha. You see all these leaves in the tree? It will take you as many lifetimes as the leaves in the tree. Then he became so happy. At least I'll go after so many millions of lifetimes. And then immediately in that lifetime he went. So Mukunda received so much mercy from Mahaprabhu. And even after Mahaprabhu came back from Gaya, so much absorbed in bhav, it was Mukunda who would sing the verses from Bhagavatam, increase Mahaprabhu's moods. No, like how he made Gadadhar Pandit realize who Pundarika Vidyanidhi is. And then Mahaprabhu was dancing in the mood of Rukmini, it was Mukunda who was singing there. And even when Mahaprabhu was absorbed in the Sat Prahariya bhav, it was Mukunda who was singing there and increasing these moods of Mahaprabhu. And the first person that Mahaprabhu told that he'll take sannyas is Mukunda. The first person, he went to his house and he told him, Mukunda said, at least before you take sannyas, do sankirtan for a few days in Navadvip. Give a darshan to everyone. Then he gave darshan. And then, as we know, Mukunda, he went to Katwa and he made all the arrangements for Mahaprabhu's sannyas. And even after Mahaprabhu took sannyas and left Navadvip, went there, he also accompanied him to Jaleshwar and all these places. So also, he used to be there with Mahaprabhu at the Jagannath Puri festival. Also, yesterday was the disappearance of Kolavecha Sridhar. So we see the Kolavecha Sridhar, whatever he would earn, half the money he would use for Ganga Devi's worship. And Mahaprabhu teased him, I'm the husband of Ganga Devi herself, and you're not serving me. And Kolavecha Sridhar would close both his ears and say, Vishnu, Vishnu, don't speak that way. Don't speak that way. You know, Ganga Devi is my worshipable goddess. And then Mahaprabhu, anyhow, when he gave him darshan, when he showed Kolavecha Sridhar who he was, when he asked for a benediction, then Kolavecha Sridhar said, may that Prabhu who steals my vegetables be my Lord life after life. This is my only benediction. And then, as you know, when Mahaprabhu took, just before he took sannyas, he begged for some vegetables. This looked lucky. And then kheer was made, and then Mahaprabhu, he took sannyas. So today is the disappearance of Sri Shyamananda Prabhu. So Shyamananda Prabhu, we see how his influence is seen all over Vrindavan. His temple is one of the main, seven main temples. How he was called Dukhi Krishna, because his parents were scared. His parents were scared that he might also leave his body. So therefore they named him Dukhi Krishna, the sad one. And then how, when he came to Ambika Kalna, he received initiation from Sri Hriday Chaitanya Thakur. So why is he called Hriday Chaitanya? Because once, without Gauridas Pandit's permission, he was celebrating this Gaur Purnima festival, the appearance of Mahaprabhu. And Gauridas Pandit was very angry with him, saying, how did you invite so many people without even informing me? So then, when he saw Gaur and Nita were not on the altar, he ran with a stick in hand to chastise them. And then they entered into the heart of Hriday Chaitanya. Into the heart of Chaitanya. And then since then, he was known as Hriday Chaitanya. So he was Shyamananda Prabhu's guru. And then, as we know, he sent him to Vrindavan to take Siksha. Why? Because Hriday Chaitanya was in Sakya Ras. And Shyamananda Prabhu himself was in Madhuri Ras. So he needed someone who could help him in that Ras. So he went to Jiva Goswami, where he learned everything from him. Jiva Goswami was such a brilliant scholar that once Jayatirtha, one disciple of Madhvacharya, what did he do? He wrote one book called Mani Manjari, where he cut all the arguments of Shankaracharya. He says, this is not true, this is not true. And no Mayavadi could challenge him. So then all the Mayavadis, they went to this Madhusudan Saraswati. And they told him, you write a book. It's cutting all the arguments. So he wrote one big book called Advaita Siddhi. But he could not cut any of the arguments of Jayatirtha. So then finally, when he had the association of Srila Jiva Goswami, then his heart completely changed. And then he wrote one very famous verse where he's saying, may that enjoyer of the gopis, may that lampat be my Prabhu life after life. And may I be his maid servant, he has prayed. Not even his servant, maid servant. So Jiva Goswami is such a powerful Vaishnav. And so Shyamananda Prabhu received Siksha from him. And then, as we know, there's that pastime of how he received this ankle bell of Srimati Radhika. And then how Srimati Radhika herself appeared, and she imprinted this ankle bell on his forehead. And since then, they have this Nupur Tilak. Sometimes some devotees, some people say that Hriday Chaitanya was so angry that he started beating Shyamananda. He tried wiping the tilak off, but it would appear again and again. This is not true. How can a guru be so angry at his disciple when Srimati Radhika herself has blessed him? No, it is not true. So we see that sometimes the question arises that when Shyamananda Prabhu tied the ankle bell around Srimati Radhika's feet, was he in his Manjari Swarup or in his Sadak form? Because no male can see Srimati Radhika. But actually he was in his Sadak form. Because you see, his body is transcendental to the modes of material nature. So this way he's a very beloved associate of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and his disciple was Rasikananda Prabhu, Nayanananda Prabhu, Balde Vidya Bhushan Prabhu. So all these wonderful associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, without their mercy, we can never know who Jagannath is. So therefore, their tithis coincide with the tithi of Bhagawan himself. Because Bhagawan is showing, if you want to understand me, then understand me through my devotees. Or else you will have no understanding. So, I pray at the Lord's feet of all these beloved associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that We can know who Jagannath really is, his tattva, by their mercy.
श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्रद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासरी गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे. So yesterday was the full moon of the month of Jyeshta, and this special full moon is marked as the day of the bathing of Sri Jagannath Dev. Why they bathe? Because this is, we know, is the appearance day of Lord Jagannath. Appearance meaning this is the day when this Daru Brahma, this transcendental wood, was they appeared on the ocean near Chakratirtha, and by his instruction to Indradumna Maharaj, this wood was carved later on as Jagannath, Baladev, Subhadra, and Sudarshan. So this is how they appeared in this world. This is a very special murti of Krishna appearing as this in this form of transcendental like wood, Daru Brahma. So this day of that appearance of this Daru Brahma, then that is considered appearance of Jagannath. And they do this every year, this holy bathing ceremony. This is because this is in accordance to instruction of Jagannath himself to King Indrajumna. And you can read in Skanda Purana, this is direct instructions, like he's telling to Indrajumna Maharaj that on this full moon day of Jyeshta, when you found me, then you will, like the night before, you will have to go to the well and like fetch all this like water with all the rituals. He's giving all the instructions. And this is going on up to now. That was that time in Satyayuga, or I don't know when, but up to now it's going on by the grace of all the sevaks of Lord Jagannath. And in this way, the devotees and all the living entities on earth, they get opportunity to witness in this like festival. So we know that when we talk of Lord Jagannath, then this is a very special manifestation, a special murti. Our Guru Vaga explained this is his murti of like separation. Jagannath is that murti of Krishna separated from Radha. And it will be the same like murti who is going to be worshipped by Krishna himself, but in the mood of Radha. Now Radha is separation of Krishna. So both of them, they're in Jagannath Puri, and they're experiencing these like moods. So in Jagannath Temple, they have a yearly calendar. So the calendar begins with this Snan Purnima. Like for us, Gaudiyas, our calendar begins in Gaur Purnima. So Gaur Purnima, that is also time we do Abhishek of Mahaprabhu. So before this begins, so then the last festival actually is Chandan Yatra. And we know Chandan Yatra, then Snan Purnima. And I always, like, by mercy of Vaishnavas giving opportunity to serve, like Chandan Yatra, then some understanding is there that Chandan Yatra is actually like also one reason, or it's like it's an indication of why Jagannath also appeared. We know many reasons of why Krishna appeared as Jagannath in this very special form, but one thing also is like here from Chandan Yatra, from Akshaya Tritiya up to Snan Yatra, 42 days we've been putting Chandan on Krishna, small Krishna, and not removing. then we can see like, oh, so big, now covering even his arm. So he's now becoming like a wood, you know, like there. Only his eyes is left. And giving some idea that, okay, here in the material world, in Naimittik Lila, or this Prakat Vrindavan, there's this separation mood. But actually, the separation, the root of that is meeting. Otherwise, like, why they're separated? Without meeting, like, there can be no separation. So even this pastime of Jagannath, then we can appreciate also, there's also a meeting pastime related to that. And that is actually, when we heard about, like, Chandan Lila, here in the Prakat, like, Lilas, that, oh, the one time Krishna disguised himself as a forest devata, and in order to meet the gopis. And so all his friends telling all the covered village people that, oh, there is a forest devata, please come. He will fulfill all your desires. Just give him, put chandan on his body and offer him nice drinks and nice refreshments like this. And so in this way, Krishna became very happy because all the gopis, even Jatila Kutila, and even in their presence, Radharani is there and putting chandan on the body. So, and therefore, so much chandan is there and he's now covered. When this chandan dry, we know he becomes like wood. His eyes so big because he's very happy. And so then that form, that very special form, we can say, oh, that is Jagannath. And of course, remembering this, oh, this very nice meeting, then, of course, Jagannath, Krishna in Dwarka would be feeling so separation. So his body also melting, and therefore losing his arms, hands, his eyes becoming so big, out of separation, and therefore he also became like this special form, Jagannath. So yesterday was the bathing ceremony of Jagannath Dev. Now, in the evening, he's dressed like an elephant. And we know there's so many stories regarding that also. But we can see in Purnima, this is time of like Rasa Leela. When Radha and Krishna are meeting, especially during full moon, on full moon, they have always all these very special like meetings. So in Rupa Goswami's prayer in Gandharva Samparatanastakam, he said, Vrindavane Biharato Reha Keli Kunje Mata Dvipa Pravara Koto Kavi Brahmena Sandarsa Yasla Yuvayor Vodana Ravindam Tvandam Videi Mai Devi Kripam Prasida. He's praying to Srimati Radharani, please grant me darshan of your two like lotus-like faces. But he said, Vrindavane Viharato Reha Keli Kunje, in the kunjas of Vrindavan where you do these wonderful pastimes, he said, Mata Dvipa Prabhara Kodoka Vibramena. You are like intoxicated elephants. So he's giving a hint actually, like, oh, this is one, like, this is how it is in the kunja, like Radha and Krishna, they're like elephants. Like intoxicated elephants. Not that they look like elephants, but their mood is like that elephant. They're like, when you're elephant, you're like the king and queen, like very, very great, and they're absorbing each other, enjoying, like elephants, they're enjoying. And so this, we can understand that, oh, like in eternal Vrindavan, Radha and Krishna are like this. So the devotees, they can pray that, oh, I may have the entrance to this and you may appear like in my heart. I can serve you in these pastimes. So Lord Jagannath, he may appear like this, and some may say, oh, this is for the devotee of Ganesh. But, okay, that is true, because Jagannath, he is for everyone. But especially even for Rupanuga devotees who pray like Rupa Goswami, then they can see it this way, that Lord Jagannath is Krishna himself. And he is desiring to have that meeting again with Srimati Radharani, where he became like they're both like elephants. Anyway, so yesterday was a very special day, and very soon, like, Rath Yatra begins. So from yesterday, actually from today, then there's no darshan of Jagannath for 15 days. Then after that, then have his darshan. So yesterday also we know that that it was the disappearance of Mukunda Datta and Kulavecha Sridhar. We already heard some glories. Just to give some Pushpanjali to them, and mention very briefly, Mukunda, we know there's very instructive pastime. Of course, he's Mahaprabhu's eternal associate, but Mahaprabhu using him to teach something very important. Like during this 21 hours, like ecstasy of Mahaprabhu, where Mahaprabhu himself revealing that I am God. Sometimes even showing that he's holding the conch, like lotus, the chakra, and this gada. So he's showing I am God. So depending on the devotee, then he's showing them as his Ishtadev. So during that time, he was calling everyone and awarding prem to everybody. So that time, he was not allowing Mukunda to get his darshan. And so even Srivas Thakur had to ask Mahaprabhu, Mukunda is outside. He's asking to have your darshan. And Mahaprabhu said, never, I never want to see his face. And therefore he, like what has been mentioned, he said like, on one hand he's very humble, he has like holding straw on his mouth, and on the other hand he's got a stick beating me. And Mahaprabhu explained, and actually the devotees, they wonder like, what Mahaprabhu is telling about? So Mahaprabhu explained that anyone who thinks that there is something equal to bhakti, or even greater to bhakti, then they're actually offenders. The moment you think like that, you're like beating him. If you think karma is as important as bhakti, or jnana is as important as of bhakti, or karma and jnana is the reason why someone can have bhakti, like this, then Mahaprabhu like would never want to see your face. It's like you're an offender to Bhakti Devi. So this is a very important lesson. But then when Mahaprabhu was asked if he has a chance, otherwise Mukunda is already ready to commit suicide, jump in the Ganga. Then Mahaprabhu said, after millions of lifetimes, then he can come back. So then Mukunda started dancing, showing his like firm faith in Mahaprabhu, like, oh, 1 million lifetimes, no problem. Mahaprabhu promised, and therefore definitely it will happen. And so Mahaprabhu told, bring him, come him in, let him come inside. Actually, Mahaprabhu told him, I was just joking with you. You are my eternal servant. So like this, Mukunda, very dear associate, like his brother, very dear associate of Mahaprabhu. His brother, Vasudev Datta, Mahaprabhu himself telling that Vasudev Datta, he can sell me anywhere. He owns my body like this. Because Vasudev Datta, he also asked to Mahaprabhu, like, oh, I want to get all the sinful reactions of all the living entities, so they'll all be liberated. Mahaprabhu said, no, you don't. That doesn't need to happen. Like, just by my will, like, all the universes manifest. And manifest. So I can make a whole Brahmanda be liberated in 1 second, like this. So anyhow, they are very dear associates. Like Kulavecha Sridhar, also yesterday disappearance. Also, he's one of the Dwadasa Gopal. He is Kusumasav, that one Saka. And also him, very instructive. When during that time, the 21-hour ecstasy of Mahaprabhu, he was giving frame to everyone. Kulavecha Sridhar was not there in the beginning. So he was telling everyone, call Kulavecha, call Sridhar. Where is he? Call Sridhar. And then everyone went to his place. By mercy of Vaishnavas, we have come to his place actually in Sridhar Angan, near the Jagannath Temple in Simantadweep. So there's like banana plantation, because like that place of Sridhar, many bananas. Sridhar, his livelihood is like selling banana bark, banana parts, and half of that of whatever like profit he's only dedicated for Ganga, and the rest is for maintenance. But still Mahaprabhu even like teasing him. Anyhow, so Mahaprabhu called him, like called Sridhar, and everyone saw Sridhar always chanting Naam. When Mahaprabhu saw Sridhar, then he told Sridhar, Sridhar, ask for any benediction. I'm ready to give you this this Ashtasiddhi, this like eight like mystic perfections, and this nine like wealth, you know, like those wealth of Kubera. Like, oh, please, I want to give this to you. And Sridhar, just very calmly, he told to Mahaprabhu, please don't cheat me. He said, I only want that, like, you will always be my, like, master. So this is mood of the Vaishnavas. He always said that person who always coming and snatching my vegetables, that little Brahman, may I always be, like, his servant. So this is the mood of the like devotees. This we pray, remembering all these personalities on their disappearance day. Shamananda Pandit also today disappearance. The same, we pray unto their lotus feet that this mood of devotion that they have, therefore they're able to serve, and even like have this special like gifts. Like Shamananda Prabhu, today's disappearance day, we know that. He had, by mercy of his Gurudev, because he's serving nicely in Seva Kunj and cleaning, but all in that mood of separation. Not just like cleaning like physically. Anyone can also just do cleaning. But he's there in the mood of separation and praying. Just as his Gurudev like, you know, inspired him in his heart. And so therefore, Yogamaya arranged this, that Radharani's ankle belt like was lost. And he found it. Later on, Radharani also gave him like a murti. And now you can still see that in the temple of Radha Gokulananda. Shamasundar. The small Shamasundar deity is the deity of Shamananda Prabhu. And the bigger one is by Baladev Vidya Bhushan. So these are very eternal associates of Mahaprabhu and Sri Radha Krishna. Therefore, today we are praying unto the lotus feet.
Om Agyana Divrandhvishya Gananjana Sulakaya Chakshur Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Pancha Kalpa Durubhishya Kripa Sindhu Bhaivacha Padidhanam Pavanebho Vaishnavibho Namo Namo Nama Badanaya Krishna prema pradayati Krishnaya Krishna chaitanya namne Gaurati se namaha Jai Rupa Sanatan Bhatta Raghunath Sri Jiva Gopala Bhatta Das Raghunath Echaya Gosai Kari Charana Vandan Jayate Vignanas Abhishta Puran Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Dayala Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Sri Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Bolo Sri Guruji Maharaj ki jai Guru Parampara ki jai Anant Anant Guru Vishnu Vrinda ki jai Sapar Sadgur Hari ki jai Gaur Nityananda Prabhu ki jai Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Sudhir Sanjeev ki jai Bhakta Vighna Vinashan Karan Nrisinga Dev ki jai Bhaktaraj Prahlad Maharaj ki jai Sarva Vishvarata Giriraj Govardhan Jeev ki jai Govinda Gopinath Madan Mohan Jeev ki jai Prajamandal Dham ki jai Prajavasi Bhakta Vrinda ki jai Prajeshwari Madheshwari Praneshwari Srimati Radharani ki jai Prajadevi Gan ki jai Harinam Sankirtan ki jai Samaved Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki jai Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Now, Chandan Jatra festival is running like this 42 days. Jagannath himself, every day going Chandan Sarovar, and he there bathing, swimming, and boating, not 1-2 hours. Evening time, 1 o'clock he is going, 1 to 1:30. Until evening, 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, he is boating, swimming, bathing, playing there. Why? Only cooling for. He has a lot of sickness, not little sickness. And he is in Dwarkapuri, sick, lot of sick. Then everybody know this, this holy Rashtra Praja. Narad Muni caring, 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 giving Krishna. Krishna not thinking about this one day only smearing. You one day covering, smearing in body. On top, next day. On top, next day. Just now hearing, he is 42 days only he is smearing. Not removing. Say, give me more, then more cooling. More, why? Not only one manjaris. Feet dust, not only on Radharani's feet dust, not only Lolita's. 42 days he is continue is smearing in this body this dust. But he is thinking they are merciful, only giving dust. They are not coming. They are not doing my abhishek, they are not showering. They are not touch me. I am really very far away to them. I am too much suffering here, they are not kind for me, they are not coming here. One day in Mathura, Gurudev is telling, I am going to Western country, mostly 8 months I am in Western country. So, I am in time sick, you are not coming me, look at me, not meeting with me. I said, why you will be sick? Why Western country all time? He said, no, I am going all time. And anytime I am very sick, you are not coming. I said, why are you asking like this? Why? You are in all time Brajadham, in Mathura Vrindavan. Why going Western country? No need more. But sevaks are all time pulling, like he's grabbing and dragging. Last of time, I am requesting, please, now no need more going. Mathura, enough. Otherwise, you know, going Mathura, then Govardhan staying, Vrindavan staying, no. Sevaksan, no. Nearby Malaysia, going Malaysia. only 4 hour journey. I said, why go to Malaysia? Sometimes staying here, many your new disciples and followers all are, they do not see you, they not hearing Harikatha, they not meet with you, stay sometime here, don't go. Oh, how is trouble, Sevak? They say, no. Taking him, where? Then taking Govardhan, I say, you never coming more. Never coming. You're going now, never coming. So no, I'm coming, Janmashtami. I say, never coming. After the by force is taking the him, where? Delhi, Delhi too. They're taking him, Jagannath Puri. Tarak Jagannath. He is Lord of Subarsan. Now he is left in Dwarka, but no Kamprasdham. He is waiting. Why? He is feeling his guilt. I am telling him today, going tomorrow, day after tomorrow, definitely coming. Aaj kal parsu. Oh, parsu nahi barsu. Not day after tomorrow, year past. Not 1 year, 100 years. Never come. So he feeling his guilt. Now he is gone is Nilanchal, Khirutsagar, Khirsagar, and he is there is thinking, coming, but how coming? Oh, Krishna sending message, he has no any queens, no, nobody here, please you come. Also, like 42 days Chandan Jatra after, telling Mahalakshmi, Lakshmi, now today I am gone bathing for morning. Where are going? In Snan Mandap, Snan Vedi, nearby Akshayavat. Why? All demigods are waiting long time. The all holy river and holy tirtha over world until Brahmaloka, there too they collecting all through Patal Loka and all Golok Vrindavan, everywhere to the coming, they doing my abhishek. Today my birthday. Happy birthday. But now is happy birthday, but nobody doing on abhishek. They are what doing? Cookies, cake, pizza, pasta, that day also no bathing. They're doing spray. Nice chemical and bringing and smearing body and spraying. And sometime is not temple, then going beauty parlor. And then nice shaving, nice smearing. Like Western countries rules, anybody living, dead body. Then they are beauty parlor to coming, barber, and then shaving. And red color, nice blue color, this and that with this, nice new dress giving, nice polish, malice. After putting in box and putting his graveyard. Jagannath said, no, my birthday not will be like this. My birthday, happy birthday. I am making happy everybody. All are telling happy birthday, but anybody's birthday, then this birthday making happy everybody. Why they give me chocolate, ice cream, then very tasteful, this is happy birthday. But Jagannath not giving ice cream also. Jagannath not giving anything, but Jagannath giving own seva. But Jagannath himself is greedy. When these Brajavasis are coming, Brajadevis are coming, Mahalakshmi, every day arranging sevak, they are Ganga Jamuna well, they are to bring water, only pots with water inside is. Room inside is like his bathing. No more open bath. But he going, this Chandan Sarobar, Narendra Sarobar, there is boating, bathing, but there is no looking on Sokhadar came. No Brajamandal to any Sokhis came. Then he very sad. Therefore he is sending masses, news. Brajavadham, today my birthday, I've already come. So Brajavasis are asking, your birthday is Janmashtami. Why your birthday today? Huh? Why? Why are you thinking? So, you know, this Maharaj Indradhanu, he is doing a lot of tapasya, austerity. I gave him darshan, my Krishna Swarupuitis, Madan Mohan, Madan Gopal Swarupuitis, Nil Madhav Swarupuitis, I gave him darshan. Bansidhari Aparupa. This Swarupuitis, I give darshan. But after he is doing a lot of tapasya, but I am thinking, I am alone going his near, then not possible, I am helping him. Therefore, I am taking with me Baladev Prabhu, I am taking with me Subhadra, Jogamaya, and Sudarshan. Four Swarupuitis, I am appears. This Snan Purnima, Jashta Purnima day, I am come. And after they are 15 days making my duties, but this happened, I have no desire. I like my Swarupuitis, I manifest, I am appears. But Narad Rishi asking, Dwarkapuri Mainyar Boon, ki I am bhaktas near hearing glories of bhaktas. And at time Brajavasi's glory is hearing, and my body melt. My everything melting. That Swarup manifesting for. He is asking me, Boon. And this is will be helpful for everybody. Why? God Himself, He is like this Harikatha, Brajakatha. Without Brajavasi's glory is, he no like anything, not tasteful anything. 56 item bhoga and other things, days, any other kirtan, no. Najatra vaikunta katha sudapaga, najatra jagyasa makha mahosava, surasa lokopi navai sebhatam. His promise, any are my Brajavasi's glories, anybody singing and praying and speaking, they don't know anything. But I am happy with them. This is my prayers for happiness for everything. So I like this Prasadevi's glories, Vajvasi's glories. I am very happy. So now, Naradji, this Premamaya Kalevar, he is looking. And he is telling, this is will be forever present, this world. Then Krishna is sending this message, I am appears my Premamaya Swarupuitis, Braja Swarupuitis. Brajavasi is for my everything is melt. I have no any things. Everything I offer. Now Brajavasi are king. That time Mahalakshmi and her followers, everybody hiding. Then Jagannath, Baladev, Subhadra come out. Where? Under Akshay Vat. And demigods are bringing all water of holy river, holy titta, all is all water bringing. But Brajavasis are sakhas, and sakhis are all Daitapati, Patra, Mahapatra, Prati Mahapatra, they all. This Vishabhasus, two part, two side, two wife. Vishabhasus' daughter is Lalita. Lalita has Vidyapati husband, Vidyapati has one Brahmin wife, and Lalita is Sudra. So this Lalita, Brajavasi in jungle, and Lalita's all dynasty, there is called Daita and Daitapati. There is taking out in Jagannath, morning to Jagannath bathing. He is bathing, he is looking, waiting, but all Brajavasis are came. They came and saying, this is our service. 15 days yesterday he is bathing, complete day, night, evening time, he is dressing and he is gone, his room, and big separation, long time after Brajavasis meeting. Therefore, closing gate. Telling Lakshmi Devi, don't cook, don't disturb, now I am resting. Meaning, you can come, you don't do meeting with me. That time, all Dvaita, they are massaging him, nice oil massaging, nice herbs giving, drinks, and morning to evening, many fruits giving. Jagannath like fruits. This is called safari. Safari meaning pineapple. He like Kentucky fruits. Kentucky fruits meaning panas. Udiya telling panas, this English telling jackfruit. Also, he like very nice mango. They telling amro, amro phalo. Also, Jagannath like kadali, banana. So, very nice banana. Now, one on banana, I'm thinking 25 rupees. Very costly, very nice, tasty and good smell. This is called this banana. Jagannath eating and also within or Dvaita, inside room. They eating and they are massaging, they are nice serving, hidden seva. Not possible anybody going, no giving darshan. And smearing body. And after 15 days, then Jagannath giving announcement. I am, sickness is gone, but I cannot eating. I am now going for garden and jungle, little forest and fresh air and little I am resting. 15 days for I am. First telling Lakshmi, Mahalakshmi near, 1 day for going. Baldev say, I am going. Subhadra say, I am going. Lakshmi say, I am going. Say, no, you not coming. You coming, then you disturbing. Then Dvaitas are making very nice car and taking Jagannath, Baldev, Subhadra in Sundarachal. There is his birthplace. Real birthplace is Sundarachal. There is making this his duty. His promise, Gundrichar near. Oh, Moshi, my aunts, mother, sister, I am every year coming you near, giving darshan. So he is, came here, all Brajdevis are very happy. Oh, every day nice flowers sing, dressing, and nice cook, nice eating. Long time he cannot eat Dharkapuri. 1 month, he is 15 days eating fruits and roots and drinks. Very nice. After 15 days, this Gundicha, he is eating very nice. Sometimes Rasgulla, sometimes Chanapula, sometimes Rabdi. He is all time Malpua. Very nice is eating. Bibi Kachori. He is Khali Roti. Many things he is eating there. Very happy. Lakshmi, Mahalakshmi, then attacking Jagannath. You promise? Where are you? Hiding. Midnight attacking. But see surprise. How is Jagannath happy? Also Jagannath sevikas, how many? Colors, colors, not one, two. Telling this Gundicha darshan, Jagannath. 100,000 time Jagannath temple darshan and 1 minute Gundicha darshan. Equal. And Gundicha darshan after doing parikrama and taking prasadam, then how much benefit? So this Braja Seva, so Brajadevis are, they know how they are doing abhishek. Krishna himself is waiting. And he like this. Other servants are arranging for his bath and abhishek, but he never happy. So this opportunity giving, everybody is for. That time, Lakshmi Devi's followers are not coming. They hiding. All Dvaita, that time, their service. This Leela is, every year is running. But telling this, San Purnima, Jyeshtha Purnima, Why is auspicious? Telling Tumas Samar and Vrajdevi is the separation. The thinking, this Krishna is giving, smearing everyday chandan, but how can cooling Krishna? Then Krishna saying, okay, now Jyeshtha Purnima, now I am inviting all holy Tirtha, holy river. They by clouds, bunny, sun is every day taking water for all river, all lake, all ocean, everywhere to taking. Not thinking you ki ocean water he is mixing within this river water, his clouds is all are is same equal. No, this is not possible. Not thinking, he is not mixing. His duty, his vapor with his, he is taking all water. But all water is many clouds, all is talking. Layer, one by one. This cloud is layer is Ninvachap, mami coming down, then called Ninvachap, low, coming. But high, and on top, very high place also clouds are present. But all clouds is not equal. Water is, this lower water, cloud says, not too much clean. After next one, more clean. Next one, more clean. So this first rain, then not possible cooling. First rain is heating. After next rain, more cooling. Next rain, then is more cooling. And continue raining, like 7 days, 8 days, 1 month, continue raining. Day and night non-stop. That time, Sati Nakhatra's water coming. Now understanding, this all water is not same. Sati Nakhatra water, how when coming? So this Snanjatra day, morning to raining. Raining. After evening, this full of water coming. This Radha Kunda, Sam Kunda, this all Govinda Kunda, all Brajamandal, all holy, these places too. That things with is the Jagannath doing Abhishek. All over world, not only all Brahmalok, everywhere to come in. So yesterday, first time, Maharaj, Gajapati Maharaj coming. And Maharaj starting, Brahmins, Daitadar, bringing Jagannath, and after giving seat, doing dressing, after everything is arranging, then starting Abhishek. But last time, complete evening like, Krishna coming Gocharan too, then Krishna's all Sakhis, Manjaris, mothers, everybody coming. So they are first time giving this Adhikar, Brahmin, Panda, Sadhu, Vaishnavas, Bhaktas, but last evening giving all ladies. All are giving Adhikar. Okay, you now doing. But they are going, then it's big hole, big crash. Not possible. They're kicking all others. They're doing Abhishek. Very nice this Abhishek. But not giving them long time. But that time they're singing, they're dancing, and then doing Abhishek. Jagannath very happy. So this Sanjatra day, this festival day, Jagannath like. But Mahaprabhu's time, Mahaprabhu starting Kirtan. Very big Sankirtanam. And this only Swarup Damodar singing, sometime others singing, or Braja Kirtan, Bajrila Kirtan. This Kirtan with this, Jagannath is very happy. So this Sanjatra Abhishek yesterday gone. Yesterday hearing Mukunda Dutta, yes, Siddhar Pandit, yeah, today Samananda Prabhu. Samananda Prabhu is for very special Jiva Goswami Prabhu's mercy, yeah, Gurudev mercy. But Samananda Prabhu, what doing? He is all Shastra reading Jiva Goswami Prabhu's Goswami's books. After his singing songs, all like Narottam Thakur, Samananda Prabhu and Srinivas Acharya. Three personalities, three melodies. One Renati, one Gauranghati, and one is Manohar Sai. So Narottam Thakur has Manusha Manohar Sai, or Samandhu has Renity. And after is Srinivasacharya Prabhu. But now Samananda Prabhu, this Sankirtan with his flood is arranging. Kirtan. So sometimes somebody is saying, oh, Harinam is everything, and Harinam chanting, then Harinam Kirtan, this is enough. Why other Kirtan? But our Narottam Samananda Srinivas Prabhu, they are telling, Goswami is these books, Krishna's Naam, Roop, Gun, Leela. Everything, how is helpful? This Sankirtana meanings, Sammakrupana Kirtanam, all full of love and affection and glories of God, glories, there is distributing and spreading everywhere. And Naam chanting, then is Namaparad, and Shuddha Naam, big problems. When chanting, no guarantee. But this Kirtan, this very easily, everybody is purifying and everybody is helpful. Therefore, Samananda Prabhu, Narottam Thakur, and Srinivas Acharya, only this Sankirtanam starting. Over world now, this Kirtan is everywhere is running. Narottam Thakur pray, Prarthana, Meto, and Prembhakti Chandrika. This Samananda Prabhu, this Kirtan, very famous in going Khirchara Gopinath, Gopivallapur, and that side, all are singing. Very nice Goshtal Lila. Our Sampradaya, like Kodiya Sampradaya, that Kirtan, not everything is. They are mostly collecting Narottam Thakur Kirtan. As a Srinivas, this Samananda Prabhu's Kirtan, not hard, but very need is bona fide devotee and master. This tune and melody, very high, very sweet, but not too easy. Anybody is singing also. One sentence has, one word not, sentence, one two word, after one two word is all changing tone. But there is little guilty faults, then called rasabhas. But Narottam Thakur has very easy kirtan. Very easy. Everybody possible singing. This kirtan only mostly now Odisha, Medinipur, and Manipur, that side, Samananda Prabhu, all are following. So now Samananda Prabhu disappears the his Vrindavan, his Samadhi temple, and his everything is here present. So now next is hearing, now 1 o'clock. Gaur Pramanande.